And there goes the last DJ, who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your feet.
8:42 in the morning, and currently outside the AM1490 studios, it is freezing. It's 32 degrees. So, and we have a full room.
To warm us up here in the KRSN studios, we are talking with the Mountain School team, Computing Challenge team. It's Christian Ornick, Zoe Mathis, and Nora Cullinan. We've also got David Kratzer from the Supercomputing Challenge. And then their teacher is here, but she's not going to talk. I'll let you.
Zainab Unal. Thank you.
Zainab Unal, who's the gate teacher at Mountain. Well, thanks for joining us. I'd like to have each of you introduce yourself. So we can start with Nora, since you've got the microphone right now.
I'm Nora Cullinan.
Uh-huh.
I'm a sixth grader at Mountain, and I am not very experienced with programming.
Okay, well, great. So you learned a lot.
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm Zoe Mathis. I'm a sixth grader at Mountain Elementary, and I didn't really know anything about programming up until now, so I did learn a lot.
Uh-huh.
I'm Christian Orheck, and I barely knew anything about programming, too, so we all learned a lot.
Great, and I guess you were inspired by a friend of yours that went to the kickoff event for the Supercomputing Challenge, and she couldn't make it today.
Yes, Summer Bronson.
Mm-hmm. And what is she doing today?
She is currently she's heading to Albuquerque to do an interview for her first Lego League team.
Nice.
Her team won first place in the state competition.
We just talked about the Lego competitions a day or two ago, right, David?
Yeah.
With one of our guests. It was with the robotics. We were talking about the robotics.
That's right.
The two Lego teams at Mountain. So fantastic. So she's really kind of into this.
Yeah.
And she inspired you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your project is titled Skin Cancer, It's Probably Too Late. How did you all decide on this topic?
Well, originally Summer was going to do her project on Alzheimer's, but she changed it to skin cancer when she recruited us.
Mm-hmm.
She said she did it just because it was more interesting. And the title was Christian's idea.
Okay, that's a good point. You know, how did you know that about skin cancer? We'll have to pass you the mic.
Well, my mom's a nurse, so she's told me a lot about this kind of stuff, and I knew that it could be a pretty bad cancer if it spread a lot.
And once you have it, it's too late, as you said.
In some cases, it can be.
Mm-hmm. It's something you have to do a lot of preventative.
Yeah.
So I bet you slather on suntan lotion whenever you go out.
Yeah, in the summer.
Now, before we went on the air, you were all talking about you each had a certain section of the project you focused on. So, Christian, what was yours?
I focused on researching sunscreen and immunities and how all of that stuff works.
Mm-hmm.
I did the research on skin and skin cancer. So we had a better understanding of how skin cancer happens and how it spreads to the skin.
The biology, chemistry of it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I did research on light and the types that most commonly cause skin cancer, and I collaborated with Summer on the programming.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you talk about doing research, did you do internet research mainly?
Mainly, but we did have a radiation biologist, Dr. Rashi Iyer, come in and give us a presentation on the radiation and causes of skin cancer and mm-hmm. ways to prevent it.
Which ties in very much with the light and also the protection and everything.
Yes.
Tell us about the programming.
Well, we have, there's a lot of procedures in it. So first, the sun is created above Spaceland, and then
back up. Spaceland.
Spaceland is where the program is showed. So you make the code with the blocks, and then you run it so you can see what happens mm-hmm. in Spaceland.
So you're programming in a language called Star Logo.
Yes.
Okay. Where did you get that?
I have no idea.
Okay, it's freely available from MIT, and they downloaded it.
Okay, and is that's the same programming in the Lego logo, isn't it? Or similar? Maybe not. Okay. Okay, how about Zoe? What was your take on learning how to program?
At first, whenever you first see it, it's very confusing, but once you understand the basics of it, you can figure out almost everything else purely through experimenting with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a fairly simplified version of most programming systems.
You say this, but do you know it by experience?
Yes, I do, because I have watched my dad program.
Okay, interesting, interesting. So. And Christian, you had told me that your main experience with computers before this was surfing the web. So what did you think about actually getting the computer to do something for you?
It was a little intimidating at first to see everything that you had to do. But with the program, like Zoe said, if you experiment with it for a few minutes, it gets pretty simple.
And Zoe, or Nora, you said something about going into Sky World?
It's Spaceland.
Spaceland, okay. Spaceland. Yeah. And what is that like? Are there other people in Spaceland, other people trying to do programming?
No, you have your own Spaceland, and it does what your code tells it to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's the visualization of the programming.
Yes.
So you've told me you did research on three separate areas.
Mm-hmm.
How do you bring that into the programming? What do you use the programming for?
Well, the light research... So, we found out that ultraviolet light is the main cause of skin cancer. So, the photons, which are the little particles of light, when they come down from the sun,
mm-hmm.
they lower the immunity level of the skin, which is like the representation of whether or not it has sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
So, the photons lower the immunities based
okay.
on how strong the...
And did you tie in things like altitude or...
Not really.
And what did you learn?
A lot. Definitely.
Okay. What did you learn about skin cancer?
I'll give this to Zoe.
Okay.
I learned that skin cancer is like most cancers, except for it's one of the most common ones, and it's caused by the breakage of DNA. In our case, with our simulation, it was the photons hitting the skin. And we did not incorporate this into our program, but it causes a mutated cell, and that mutated cell spreads and causes the other cells to mutate, causing a tumor. I also learned that even once skin cancer goes through stages, and it starts at up on the very top layer of your skin, and then it gradually moves to your vital organs, such as your liver and your heart. And so even once it's reached, say, your heart, it still counts as skin cancer because that's the specific type of skin cancer that it is.
Okay. And let's pass it on to Christian. Christian, let me ask you about the presentation. What all did you have to put together as a presentation? You have a poster of some sort?
We're currently working on a poster for the expo that's going to be on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're working on... kind of like a PowerPoint presentation.
Oh, great.
So we have some of our background research in that, and we have our program in that, so
mm-hmm.
we can explain how it works to the judges.
That's fantastic. Now, your teacher must have been a big help with this project, inspiring you.
Yeah, she was a lot of help.
And also, before we went on the air, you mentioned that you were in her room as many as four times a week to work on this. How much would you normally be there?
We normally are there maybe once or twice a week,
mm-hmm.
but we were there almost every day and sometimes.
Did it feel like a real challenge?
Yes.
They're all shaking their heads, vehemently shaking their heads, yes. Well, let's talk with David Kratzer a little bit. The Supercomputer Challenge is upcoming. We talked to you last week, and we heard more about the high school kids. So is it unusual to see elementary school kids?
No, because our interviewee last week, Cole Kendrick, actually started in the challenge when he was at Bronca Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has matured quite a bit, and he's just a freshman in high school. So these guys have 7 years ahead of them, and wow, what's going to happen? David has a question for
us. I do. It's for you, actually, David.
Okay.
So do these three young people here have to compete against the high school kids, or is there
yes,
a separate division for the elementary school kids and everything?
We do not officially have varsity, JV, and C team. It's kind of like, I guess, across country, you can have a freshman running varsity if they're that talented. We do have special awards. There is a middle school award. We have one of, I think Martin Heinrich is sponsoring a middle school award, so the best middle school team will get that. And I think we'll count in elementary schools in that category. We do have two elementary schools this year, one from East Edgewood, outside of Albuquerque, and then here Mountain Elementary School. Last year there was a team from Pinon Elementary involved, and Bronca has been involved in the past. And I got to thinking when Zoe mentioned photons. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what a photon was in sixth grade.
No, I'm sure I didn't either. That's really impressive. Do you think your classmates have any idea what it is you're studying?
I think they know we're studying skin cancer. I don't know if they know anything else. We're going to practice our presentation on them this afternoon.
And then you might ask them, do you know what a photon is? And see if anybody, they'll say, well, I think I've heard of it, but that's pretty incredible.
It is kind of too bad that Summer's not here, because she's kind of the ringleader getting you guys going as a team, because she learned quickly that there's a lot of work in the challenge, and being a team of one was really tough, so recruiting you was really good. But I do want you to tell us why she's not going to be at the expo on Monday.
Well, since her first LEGO League team won first place in the state, two of the team members get to go to Washington, D.C. and do their presentation for the president.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, I'm not.
Oh, how exciting.
Let her get away with going to see the president instead of coming and presenting at the expo.
I want an autographed picture of the two of them together.
David's saying he wants an autographed picture. Now, what's required to be a finalist? How did they get this far?
Oh, everyone who submits a final report is automatically invited to the expo, which happens on Monday morning. We have a panel of a dozen finalist judges that have looked over all 60 reports and have selected about half dozen first round finalists, and they'll present to that panel of 12 on Monday morning. And the other 55 teams or so are presenting in the expo, kind of a science fair type thing where they come in for half an hour or two and present their project to three or four or five judges. And then at lunchtime, those judges will caucus and come up with a set of second round finalists who will then move on and interview with the finalist judges in the afternoon. And then the judges work all night and come up with all the awards. And Tuesday morning, we give away lots of awards.
So you get to miss some school the next few days. Now, tell me about the schedule on Monday and when the public would be welcome.
The team start presenting at 8:30 in the morning in the Study Center, the Research Library, the J. Robert Oppenheimer Research Library. The public is invited to come in. We have the building open for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And
can they walk around and view different posters and talk to the people participating?
Yes, they can. Actually, during the morning, we have a set schedule where the teams are being evaluated for half an hour, so somebody could watch that, but we do already have judges set up to judge them. And then once the students finish their presentation, they take their poster up to the Santa Clara Gallery, and so all morning long, the Santa Clara Gallery is getting more and more and more posters until about 11:30, then we should have 60 posters up in the Santa Clara Gallery, and from 11:30 on until 4:30, people can come by and look at all the posters, and there will be some teams in and out on different tours, because once they do their presentation, then we form tour groups with them and take them on tours around the laboratory. They'll be able to see several supercomputers and hear talks by scientists, and we're ending the day with a Women in Computing panel at 3:45, so several laboratory women and also Los Alamos County CIO Laura Gonzalez is going to be there and share about how they have achieved success in computing.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we've been talking with the Mountain School Supercomputing Challenge team of Christian Orheck, Zoe Mathis, Nora Cullinan. I guess, Zoe, you're the only one who has a parent at the lab. You think your dad's going to be taking people on tours? Did you get him to volunteer?
I don't know. I don't think he will be.
Okay.
You never know.
I bet all of your parents are very, very proud of you. They're all shaking their heads yes, a little bit.
This
not
is
quite
radio,
as,
you know.
Yeah, it is radio. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Are any of you planning to do any computing research over the summer? I don't think so.
I don't think I will, because I currently can't run Star Logo on my computer at home.
Well, there you go.
You can't. You should be able to. We'll have to talk.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and Zoe?
I think I might, actually. So, because I'm still thinking about doing it next year, and if I know a little bit more next year, it'll be a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. And Christian?
Possibly.
Okay.
We'll just have to see.
Yes. Now, David, I have a question for you. When kids get, or students get up into middle school and high school, do they tend to migrate into different programming languages?
Yes. Star Logo is a programming language that was developed a few years ago, I'm not sure when, that is easy for middle school and elementary school students to understand. In fact, now there's a programming language called Scratch, which kindergartners can play with, but there are limitations.
I feel dumb.
There are limitations, and a lot of the time after a team has used Star Logo for a year or two, they realize, oh, I need more power, and so then they'll move on to NetLogo and then on to high-performance programming languages or high-level programming languages like C, C++, mm-hmm. Java, Fortran,
okay.
Languages like that.
Excellent. Any last things that any of you would like to say? Raise your hand if you want the mic. No? Okay.
Apparently not.
Apparently not. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We will be putting your picture on the KRSN AM1490 Facebook page. So if you can get onto Facebook, take a look, and you can tag yourselves or have your parents, if they have a Facebook account, tag with their name. And we really appreciate you taking time off of your school day to come and talk with us on the radio.
Thank you for having us.
Okay. This is KRSN AM1490 Los Alamos.